here at the Esports Trade Association broadcast booth at the 37th annual Lee Steinberg Super Bowl party. Joined by Kevin Evanson, the national champion, Wolverines, University of Michigan. Congratulations on the football historic victory, though.
Thanks. I mean, it's cool to be a part of everything that's happened. I mean, had nothing to do with the football program, but all the hype around campus has been
helped in spirit. Is what I
absolutely. Hear. I've been a diehard Wolverine fan since I was a kid.
Yeah,
family's got deep ties to the university, so it was definitely a victory worth celebrating.
That's awesome. Well, we are so glad to have you here at the party where you have been competing against rival Michigan State in Rocket League. It's been incredible to watch you guys compete. Tell us what it's been like competing at such a large traditional sports event. It's kind of like esports has made it to the main stage here.
Yeah, it's really kind of, you see that door that's been knocked on finally starting to open, and that traditional sports and esports is starting to integrate. You know, Lee having us come out here for this event has been fantastic. Really get to showcase, you know, two Big Ten institutions going against each other. This is great. The students are having a great time. They're getting to mingle. They're getting to learn more about kind of the business side of things, which is ultimate. Our goal is to get them ready for the next step.
That's a great point. This is such a unique environment for collegiate esports athletes to be in. Talk a little more about what you feel like this experience is going to do for these kids.
Yeah, I mean, already since the match concluded, our students have been downstairs in the general party mingling, and people are seeing the colors of the schools, and coming up to them to ask questions, but then they see esports on the jersey, and the brain is starting to turn. They're asking these questions, engaging, and everything from businesses to celebrities are talking to them, and it's really showing them, one, that
their industry is a real sport,
fastest-growing sport in the world, and two, their support for it. I mean, being at an event like this really shows that sport comes on all levels for esports.
Right. No, I know that being a big institution known for traditional sports, sometimes it can be more difficult to get leaders to see, hey, this is what's coming next, or the new generation is more focused on this thing rather than what we've been successful in forever. Talk a little bit about the transition and building the esports program at University of Michigan.
Yeah, so Michigan esports has been around for a long time. It actually started back around 2012 with a club called Arbor Esports.
Okay.
And it was just a student organization. And then just before COVID, they made the transition from a voluntary student organization to a sponsor where they get to use the Block M. They call themselves Michigan Esports. And that is really a show of support from the institution. But testament to your question of what that process looks like and how long it takes, talking 8 years almost.
Yeah.
And so, granted, it's happening at a much faster pace. I saw an article the other day about Texas A&M looking at building a multi-thousand square foot facility in an old Macy's. So colleges of all sizes are seeing the value of it. What's really
is different. The smaller institution
I worked at previously, it's recruiting. In 2026, the amount of seniors graduating high school is going to start to go down because the birth rate's dropped. And so these smaller institutions have to keep enrollment up.
Right.
And so esports is a way to recruit more.
Interesting.
For us, we have 3,500 students in our community, over 200 competing students in our organization. We're not allowed to recruit.
Right.
So
that's where it's
necessarily the value of bringing in. It's more of what we're just spending a lot.
Yeah,
that's amazing. What are the things that you hope for the future of esports?
I really see right now the pro side is in shambles in a lot of way. There's not a solid structure. The only league that I've seen that runs a solid structure is the NBA 2K League.
Yep.
Because they used pre-existing franchises that are making money otherwise that are sustainable. A lot of esports orgs don't. And so I really see the pro side and the collegiate side start to merge. I think we'll have tier one still be the professional side, but I kind of see a future where tier two is these pro organizations having their players go play at Michigan and paying their room and board and their tuition so that way they're still being developed. I think that's kind of the farm system that's going to grow into. And if that
does develop,
but ultimately, I mean, right now it's doing really well.
So it kind of sounds like NIL recently may help to shape a more sustainable level of professional esports by integrating the universities, what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, we're even seeing
the first college team to qualify for Valorant Challengers. So they're in with pro teams. Granted, they have some pro players on their roster,
right.
But that's already that bridge is starting to be crossed, and there's some resistance to it, but really, if we kind of engage in it and come down with a rule set like NIL, where we can really set the foundation for something, we're going to set up students for success for years. Because ultimately, esports is great. I love being in it. But as even the pro players will tell you, your career is very limited.
Yeah.
And if you don't set yourself up with any skills or anything afterwards, the video game's not going to carry you through life.
Right.
And so that's where we really have to build on. Otherwise, if we start to see these young athletes in their 50s, 20 years, that's really going to hurt the industry.
It's a great point. You know, there are so many different career opportunities that esports can assist in setting a student up for excellence. Share a few of what those are and where you see some of your students going for work post-graduation.
I mean, the STEM field is
huge. Computer science, engineering,
mathematics. Our president of the Michigan Esports, he is a political science major. So it really can be all over the place, but marketing really can span all fields.
Yeah.
The big thing is esports is a catalyst of extra experience for them in their major.
Yeah.
So Michigan's launching an esports minor in a couple of years, and that minor is going to be designed to complement their current major so they can go into a field and be comfortable there. Like if you go to school and major in finance and minor in esports, go work in esports as a finance manager.
Exactly.
It's a perfect role for you.
Well, I think it's so cool that esports doesn't just have these specific roles compared to the gaming. But like any industry, you need all of these legacy roles. You can be a lawyer, you can be an accountant, you get involved with marketing. Obviously, live event production is a huge part of that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I use myself a lot as an example. I went to undergrad for law enforcement.
Okay.
Did that for a little bit, joined the Army, and became a nurse. And then after my time in the Army was done, I started working at a high school teaching medical science and then coaching esports, got my master's in sports administration, and really realized like sports is where I belong.
Yeah.
But all the previous skill sets that I've brought along the way have helped me get to where I'm at now. So
if you had all the resources you needed to build what you want, what would you make?
I would build a system that supports esports competition starting at the high school level and middle school level. I would build facility and infrastructure to where there's no gateway to entry. That is a thing that esports struggles with, is there's these middle school and high school students that are good at the game, and even if they're not good at the game, they don't have any development because they don't have the system.
Access,
they don't have access.
Yeah.
And so if we can help, you know, bridge those gaps, I know YMCA and other organizations are putting more esports labs in their facilities to help with that. But if you can start there, then you're really securing a future in gaming and esports, which, you know, I've had these students that have come to me and played for me who have never played on any team, never been a part of a club or organization, and they don't have the social skills or the adversity or resiliency to be able to handle high-pressure situations. My job is to get them ready in 4 years for the real world. And so esports does that.
Right.
Talk about resiliency. If you're just playing at home by yourself, we've heard of rage gamers, right? Throw the controller.
Yes.
If you got a coach there, he's like, that's not acceptable.
Yeah.
This is how we handle it. This is how we train. This is how we get better. go on and then push victory.
I love that. When you have a coach involved, you know, you're able to bring up young people in the same way that we're seeing traditional sports. Last couple questions for you. One is, what are the top esports titles that you're seeing in the college scene right now?
Right now, it's kind of shaky. We're seeing fighting games really explode. There is a new conference in collegiate that is just starting their first semester and has had a huge participation. So that's doing well. We're hoping Riot's new game, fighting game that comes out, will help boost that.
Yeah.
But the typical Valorant, you know, Riot titles, Valorant, League of Legends, Call of Duty, Overwatch, Rocket League, Smash Brothers. Counter-Strike has made a great comeback into the scene, and that's been really healthy for the space. And we're still even seeing some titles that may have been pushed off start to see kind of a resurgence. What I'm excited for is talking about that barrier to entry. Mobile gaming in the U.S. is not where it is in the rest of the world.
Right.
And I think mobile gaming is going to be making a heavier push. Call of Duty Mobile, Pokemon Unite, League of Legends Wild Rift. I hope to see that. But right now, the most popular area that is with like current early high schoolers and middle schoolers.
Okay.
So it might be a few years before we see it in the college space.
Well, great point you make on the global landscape. University of Michigan has a very diverse student base. And we know esports is much more global, and popularity is in Asia and Europe, even more so in the U.S. How have you seen some of your international students embrace esports in Michigan, and what does that look like?
Yeah, we've got a really large international population at Michigan, and gaming is a huge way for students to connect back to home. So I'm in on talks with professors and some of my students who are, you know, staying up late and who are international students. They're like, well, I stay up late because that's how I can talk to my friends and family back home.
Right.
And granted, they usually can't game together because of the latency being so far apart.
Sure.
But even just to be able to watch and be in a voice chat with your friends is huge. So integrating gaming, you know, esports is one thing, but integrating gaming into your campus and into your community is another big step that we need to take on the college side. Because you can bring in all you want for college teams, but that's just a season. But gaming never ends. It never sleeps. Right. So the more you embrace that, like, you know, take your computer labs that already are in place. When it's time to recycle those units, spend the extra $200 or whatever it is, put in gaming units and have those capable for gaming in the evening and serve your community. You're going to build a tighter cohesion amongst your students on the campus.
It's a great point that gaming is far bigger than esports. Esports is kind of that shiny object where it's a little easier for brands to integrate, but gaming is this 200 plus billion dollar global industry. Final question for you. How can people who are listening and watching get involved or follow University of Michigan Esports?
Yeah, you can find us on socials at UMich Esports. Look us up online. If you go to our organization is under recreational sports at Michigan, so you can find our website there. We're always looking for new support. We've got a lot of initiatives that we're trying to work on. The Big Ten is not a conference that endorses esports. They did actually pre-COVID. A lot of people don't know that. They had League of Legends and the Big Ten funneled into that. But we have the Big Esports Conference, which is next fall will be all 18 Big Ten schools being able to compete against each other, play for some titles, and help grow each other. So we're looking for anybody that wants to jump in there. And, you know, we're open to any possibilities in that regard.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for being here.
No problem.
Congratulations on being part of this epic party.
Yes.
And go enjoy the rest of it.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me, and go blue.
There you go.